Bruce Willis was dead the whole time.
There were two killers.
Luke, that's your daddy.
The robot did it.
Snape was a good guy.
He really wasn't cheating.
They was in purgatory the whole time.
What? Everybody dies.
Verbal Kent is Kaiser Sose.
They killed old Yella.
Oh my god. Everybody in this Tyler Perry movie got AIDS.
Spoiler movie reviews.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Spoiler Movie Reviews. I'm your host, Rod, joined as always by myself. It's right, it's me by myself, doing a Spoiler Movie Review on Dune, the 2021 movie. Of course, Spoiler Movie Reviews are for people who've seen the movie, don't ever plan on seeing the movie, or don't care about spoilers, because I do spoil the movie, and today is no exception. Today's movie, Dune, which I saw on HBO Max, I'm gonna talk about what I liked, I'm gonna talk about what I didn't like, and then I'm gonna rate this motherfucker from 0 to 5, and you might get spoiled. I don't know, it's crazy in here. Let me read the plot. Mythic and emotionally charged hero's journey, Dune tells the story of Paul Atreides, a brilliant and gifted young man born into a great destiny beyond his understanding, who must travel to the most dangerous planet in the universe to ensure the future of his family and his people as malevolent forces explode into conflict over the planet's exclusive supply of the most precious resource in existence, a commodity capable of unlocking humanity's greatest potential. Only those who can conquer their fear will survive. And that resource is called spice, and it's not salt, pepper to taste, even though it's a lot of, you know, brown people in this movie. With spice apparently is like fuel or something. They don't really say what it can do in this movie. Okay, so let's talk about what I liked about this movie. Visually stunning. Okay, everyone knows, if you listen to this show for a long time, I'm not a huge Denis Villeneuve, I think that's how you say it. Maybe it's Villanueva, like, I don't know, like Charlie Villanueva. Anyway, I'm not a big fan of his. Not that he's done bad movies, I think I've just missed some of his better movies. I have them in the other room and I need to watch them, like Sicario. I heard nothing but good things about, and so I do need to see that. But, you know, he's done some movies that just weren't my style. I definitely didn't like that Blade Runner that he directed. So my expectations were basically on the ground. You know, Arrival was cool, but it wasn't my speed. So I was like, yeah, this might not be good, right? But because they were on the ground, I think I came away a little bit more impressed. I enjoyed his direction. This film is epic, and it is 2.5 hours, so it's meant to be an epic, you know. It definitely felt that way, and I don't mean like it felt so long, I just mean it felt like it was trying to tell a lot of story. I think one of the things I liked about it was that they introduced a new concept like every 5 minutes, so my brain never really felt bored. It was always like, every time you turned around, you'd be like, I need to pay attention. I'm not looking at my phone. I'm paying attention to every scene, because literally every fucking thing was like, and this is an assassin that uses a bullet that looks like a bug. And, oh, this is the prophecy. Oh, here's a space witch. Oh, here is a dragonfly helicopter. Oh, did you know about these sandworms? Oh, did you know about, like, everything was just like, there's a desert people that do this. And because I've never read this series, I have no background with the books. I've never seen the old movie. I don't participate in any internet discussion about it. So whatever I'm supposed to be like equating this with or realizing it's an allegory for, I don't have a background for that. So I could watch it only as a sci-fi movie that, you know, was just taking me to another world. And with the stunning visuals, I thought it got some good performances and actors. Jason Momoa, Oscar Isaac, Timothy Chalamet, like, you got some great actors in this movie all throughout. And I mean, I'm not even touching on all of them, you know, Josh Brolin, Javier Bardem, Zendaya, who's only in the movie for 5 minutes. Rebecca Ferguson, ow, shout out to her from Reminiscence. But like, Dave Bautista, the Bautista's in this. They just had a lot of people in this movie, and a lot of black and brown people. Even if they weren't necessarily the main characters, some of them were main characters. They weren't the leads in this movie, but they did their thing. And I think part two may lean in even more than that. Another thing I liked about this movie, people died. Like, they introduced all these characters and these actors that you just go, well, you can't kill this actor. And it's like, yes, the fuck we can. Hello, we got 20 great actors. We can kill them all if we want to. And they was killing people. Don't get too attached to no characters, because you just do not know when they gonna die. And some of them had some really dope deaths and some of them didn't, you know. But I thought that was pretty cool. I guess you can't even say geopolitical, because it took place off planet. It was like the solar political, I don't know, whatever, the galaxy political state, whatever they were doing. The warring factions and all that stuff was cool, and left me intrigued and made me want to like watch the movie again. Although I watched it near the end of its run, so I don't think it's still on HBO Max, but when it comes back, I might rewatch it just because there was so much happening, you know? It's almost confusing, even though as I watched it, I felt like I was following along at a pretty good clip. And, you know, I think that means he did a good job. Denis Villeneuve, I think he did a good job. Performances were good. You know, Timothy Chalamet was good. I like that dude as an actor. I know Pray Tell was mad because he was on the cover wearing dresses and shit, but I don't know, he seemed like a dude that's really kind of also pushing some of the gendered stereotypes as well. I don't know why that would be a lane where only one person can occupy. And I think he may have even taken the shots at him back and said it's bigger than him, which I agree with. But yeah, I enjoy him in Little Women. So, you know, I like Timothy Chalamet, and he was he played this part well. And with him being such a kind of waifish looking dude, whenever there was an action scene or something, I really did legit have fear for like, this motherfucker ain't gonna be able to win this, you know? But yeah, so I thought that was good. Oscar Isaac, great performance, as well. So that was cool. The action, oh man, they did not spare any expense on blowing shit the fuck up and killing and maiming people and giant fucking sandworms. And like, they really did take you to another planet. I haven't really felt like enthralled by another sci-fi mythos since, and I get y'all will laugh at this, but some of y'all will, but I haven't felt that enthralled since like Avatar. Like, when I watched that movie Avatar, I walked out being like, yo, I want to see what else happens in this interesting space world. Like, other than the name Unobtainium, a lot of that shit was pretty intriguing to me. And I don't know, what is this like on other planets? Are there other lives, other aliens? Can you inhabit them? Can they inhabit you? You know, all that stuff I wanted to see. And obviously, we'll get that to revisit that world at some point. But Doom felt like that too, where I'm like, I want to come back to this world. What else can happen in this place? You know, you have a dude that's like covered in just fat and pus and sores, but he has psychic powers and can fucking float and fly and do shit with his mind, and there's fucking poisonous suicide gas tooth implants you can use to kill people and shit. It was just so much. And the visceral fights, you know, Bautista was great doing some of these fights. So was Jason Momoa. I really wanted to see them go hand to hand, but we didn't get to see that. I guess you have to watch that movie, that series C. I haven't seen it. It's on Apple TV, but they always act like they're gonna fight on that trailer, so maybe I need to watch that to see it. And then of course all the fucking backstabbing and intrigue. There was just so much, like, oh, you thought you could trust this dude, guess what, no you can't, this motherfucker is shady. So that worked on me because I didn't know who to trust, and I felt like my head was on the swivel the same way Oscar Isaacs was, and the same way Timothy Chalamet was, and Rebecca Ferguson was. Now let's get into some dislikes. You know, I did have some things I didn't like. The first thing is kind of the fault of the movie, kind of not. I had no idea they meant the whole movie was part one. Like, it stars and the opening frame is like part one. I think it's a reasonable expectation. You know, I don't think I've seen enough movies. I thought this was one of those movies that was gonna break it down into acts, like, okay, act one, act two, act three. No, they mean part one like Star Wars one, like that's a movie, you know what I'm saying? Like like the Revenge of the Sith is a whole ass movie, and it's only part six of these movies, right? So, or part, technically part three, but let's not start. Anyway, that's how this movie felt. Like, oh, I wish I had known that going in. It's such an epic story. Y'all aren't planning to tell it. Cause when it got to the end, I was like, that's it? And then it was like, oh, this is the end of part one. I'm like, oh, so there's another 2.5, I don't know how many parts they're gonna be, 2, 3, I don't know, but there's another 2.5 hour movie coming behind this, and they need it. They honestly are going to need the room and the time to explain this shit. So that was cool. But like I said, wish I'd known. Zendaya's in this movie for about 7 seconds. So that's one of those things where it seems like, oh, Zendaya, what a big get. And she's in all the trailers and all the preview and all the hype reels. And you watch the movie and she's barely in it, you know. So I think it could have been done better on that behalf. Like, come on, y'all. Give us a, if you're going to put Zendaya in there, either give us full Zendaya, don't give us none, you know. But hopefully in part two, she'll play a prominent part. Because they're introducing a new concept every few minutes, it does feel like you're skipping around a lot. You never spend enough time in any one place to get to know it, and the culture is very broad stroke shit. Like, and here's the desert people, and they think when you spit on things it's good because you're sharing your water, and you're like, oh, that's interesting. It's like, no time for that. Here comes some albino flying people. You're like, what is this, you know? So they had a lot of stuff like that, so I could feel people feeling like rushed almost. I didn't find it to be boring, but it is long. I can see that as a knock. You know, you want to get somebody to watch a movie 2.5, 3 hours, it's difficult. You know, there's only a few people right now making movies where people leave the house and go, hey, 2.5, 3 hours, I don't give a damn, you know. That's mostly Marvel, right? So that could be an issue. Ultimately the most important people are kind of the white people. So even with all the like progress and stuff and with the casting and shit, you know, it's kind of like, this is the most important white boy in the universe, you know what I'm saying? Another thing that was interesting too. Man, you really just can't get attached to any characters. I hope you didn't have a favorite. That motherfucker's probably dead. You know, every time you see somebody, you're just like, damn, they 5 minutes from dying. So that was definitely a thing. Cause you want some of these characters so cool, you want them to live. And I think that's what separates to me this type of movie from like Star Wars. It feels more grown up cause there is more death, but it also feels a little less like campy and fun because it's so much death. You know, like this, they're like, this planet is the ghetto, okay? You come out here, you getting drive-bys on worms and everything. Let's see, anything else I didn't like? I mean, that's about it. I think maybe it's that thing where if you were heavy into the fandom and the books, there's a chance you actually like this more than somebody like me, because I don't have that background. And I could see how that would be a quote unquote negative towards the movie, in that, so you gotta really read these books to truly understand what's going on. And maybe I do have to read those books to know, but I'm not gonna read those books to know. So this is about as close as I can get to following the plot, and I think I followed it pretty well, but I guess I'll find out in part two, assuming that there's not too many curveballs. Let me see, was there anything else for negative? I think I covered it all. All right, so let's go 0 to 5. What would I rate it? I actually give this movie like a 4 or 4.5, maybe. I really like this shit. I understand it's been very divisive online, but I just have not been privy to the divisive conversations. I didn't watch it to impress anybody else. It's just, I enjoyed it. If you didn't enjoy it, you know, leave a comment or whatever. Definitely no disrespect to those who didn't enjoy it. But man, I really thought they did a good job, and I was prepared to hate this shit because I don't like that director. I ain't like Blade Runner. And then the runtime was 2.5 hours. I was like, I know this shit gonna be boring because Blade Runner was too long and fucking loud and boring. And nope, this shit was actually really good and moved really fast and told a lot of story in a short period of time. Well, a long period of time, but told a lot of short story in that period of time. And yeah, can't wait for part two. I want to revisit this world. All right, y'all, hope you enjoyed this review. We'll be back with another one soon. Peace.